we now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here for another week on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron, back after a two-week hiatus. Chances are you've been out enjoying the nice weather and stuff like that. Anyhow, but yeah, you're always tuning into the great sounds of CITR everywhere and everywhere. Yeah, so we got a great show for you today. Got a few new things to play, and we started things all out with started things off with SNFU from the No One Else Wanted to Play debut album, 1984, BYO Records, track called Misfortune. And I'd like to dedicate that song to a good friend of mine, Rick, who suffered some misfortune, having his house go up in flames last Sunday, being airlifted to Vancouver General Hospital, where he still lays in the intensive care unit in a coma and suffering 35% body and facial burns. Hang in there, Rick. Hopefully things are on the up and up for you. And if there's something you'd like to hear on this show, the number to call is 604-822-247. That is 604-UBC-CITR. Going to get into a mellow melodic set of UK punk, starting off with some Chelsea. Here we go.
Thank you. Yeah, it's Mickey Fitz and the Business. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. God bless you.
Thank you. Barber from the UK subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
All right, and the show is Generation Annihilation, which you're tuned into. And in that last set, we started off with some Chelsea going back to the early 80s. That was 1982, to be exact. Yes, this single was released in October of 1982. Stand Out, the title track from the single. And we followed with The Business, the B-side of their first single, Out in the Cold. We heard a track called Streets Where You Live. And we followed with Charlie Harper from, I think this was from his, with the Charlie Harper and the Urban Dogs band, track called Talk is Cheap. Don't know off the top of my head, I'm just looking at the CD. It comes with a bonus track on the Diminished Responsibility UK subs release, reissued by Captain Oi Records. And we ended the set off with Red London from an excellent overlooked album called Days Like These. Came out on Knockout Records out of Germany. And we had a track called Goodbye Girl. This one was going back to 1997, and it was produced by Frankie Stubbs. I believe that's the guy from Leatherface, yeah. So, yeah, getting back into the tunes, going to get to a new release by Vancouver's own Pygmy. The name of the release is called Undignified, and the name of this track is called Your Face on Generation Annihilation. Here we go.
Johnny works at the meat factory. I peel potatoes and pops. Bring those salami, that's a good boy, Johnny. Wind your jar down at the pawn shop. My old Chevy's not good enough for you. My old record sounds just like dirt to you. What's a poor girl like me supposed to do? Dino plays in a rock and roll band with a beautiful sound of the machine, I'm playing their records at home. My old Chevy's not good enough for you. My old records are just like dirt to you. What's a poor girl like me supposed to do? We'll be right back.
from the face of a liar. Can't trust the truth in a party line. Welcome to the brand new century. Filled me up with dread.
special prescriptions. A modern Dr. Jekyll out on a first mission. You don't wanna be around him when the change occurs.
All right, the band is called the Tubuloids, and that is a track off the Sir Fukushima release. The name of the track was called Professor Bumbles. I've seen that band and played with that band a few times over the last few weeks. Yeah, they're a treat. Yeah, pretty crazy live show. When I saw them at Funky Winker Beans, not last night, but a week before last night, they passed around this surfboard and had people like crowd surfing on a surfboard. Never seen such a thing before. Started the set off in the sets with Brand New Piggy. Yeah, this one is on a record label called something or another. Yeah, it's, the release is called Undignified, and yeah, it's a one-sided release. Yes, Slum Dumb Fun is the name of the record label, and yeah, one-sided album. Would have kind of been cool if this was on a two-sided 45, but instead it's a one-sided 33. But yeah, it's a good release nonetheless. And yeah, Piggy played last Saturday at the Chinese Cultural Center with Black Flag. And I'm not going to say anything about that gig. The only thing I'm going to say is if I could take back that entire gig and have never gone, I would do it in a heartbeat. Not a good show. Many things that made it not a good show. Not going to get into it, though. If you were there, maybe you know what I'm talking about. I don't know. Anyways, follow with Greenback High from the Bombs Away 7-inch track called All of Us or None. And, yeah, good 7-inch release. And, yeah, and following Greenback High was Shanghai Dog, a release going back to the mid-80s, a track called Hiroshima. It's from a release called This Evolution, which came out on Undergrowth Records, and that song originally was done by the Vancouver Subhumans on a release called No Wishes, No Prayers, and that's a more mellower commercial sort of version, but it's still pretty good. So, yeah. Once again, request line up here is 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. Haven't got a whole lot of requests on the air today, but that's okay. This one is going out to Corey Uzak, who made a request earlier on via Facebook. It's Jerry's Kids with a track called I Don't Belong. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Got drunk in a car, bet you feel real calm. Get drunk in a bar, smash a ride into a wall. DWI, let's all think I'll die. DWI. Wake up dizzy in a hospital bed. They analyze your piss and the passenger is dead. DWI, that's how I think I'll die. DWI. You'll know the reason why. DWI, that's how I think I'll die. DWI. Drinking and driving, American as apple pie. When you're in the obituary, we'll know the reason why. DWI! DWI! DWI!
jack and fright. Journey through the wilderness under the moonlight. Chattering teeth and shivering breath of life. Out of visual, I regard to a constant. When my son was an anxious walker. Some of you torn emotions like it's back there in your skull. I can't just stack it like a piece of throw. Hungry goat, jealous soul. I stand it at the gate. Flick my candle in the window sill. Let them know that it's too late. Out of visual, I regard to a contact. But my stuff was an active woman. Some uncontrolled emotion lingers back there in your skull. My cage is stacked like a piece of gold.
Time. Hello, you all.
This is Tommy from One Way System. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. All return!
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Well, I got about 10 minutes to go, so we might be able to get a few in, but in that last set, we heard a whole bunch of things, and start things off with Jerry's Kids from Boston, Massachusetts, from the Is This My World LP. We heard a track called I Don't Belong, and then we heard another track by another band called Jerry's Kids. Not Jerry's Kids, but Jerry's Kids with a Z at the end, and they were from New Mexico. And it's off a 7-inch called Well Fed Society. DWI was the name of the track, followed with the Sickoids, title track from the No Home 12-inch release, and some Citizens Patrol out of Belgium from their splits with Reproach. We had a track called King Pie, and followed with some Kremlin out of Toronto, Ontario, from the Drunk with the Gulag 12-inch release on Hardware Records. We heard a track called No Hope for You. And then we heard an act called Long Knife out of Portland, Oregon. Very appropriate because they sound like a classic Portland, Oregon hardcore band called Poison Idea. Uncannily similar to them, but they sound really good as well. They don't sound like some cheap ripoff. They're good at what they do. And then we heard from a band, Danish act called NM... How do I say this? Emenia? Emenia. Yeah, that's not too bad. And they're from Denmark, like I said, the name of the track... The name of the release is called Vulgar Deformity, and the track is something in Danish, which I'm not going to pronounce. And then from New York City, from Primitive Pact, from their 2012 demo, we heard a track called No Solution. So yeah, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Going to talk about a show coming up in early September. I'm talking about the final Distort Fest. It's September 5th at the Anza Club, September 6th at the Wise Hall, September 7th at the Astoria, Distort Fest 9, the final one, and it's $30 a day, and a 3-day pass is $75, and lots of acts from all over the place. So we got Hoax from Massachusetts, Locals Mass Grave, Condition from LA, By March from Portland, Asile from Ottawa, No Problem from Edmonton, Life from Life from Portland. Suicidal Supermarket, Trolleys from the UK are playing, Desperate from Sweden, Proxy from Montreal, Generation Suicide from LA, Absolute from Toronto, Long Knife, who we just played, from Portland, Rabid Loss, and Mob 47 from Sweden, Bellicose Minds from Portland, Napalm Raid from Halifax, and a whole bunch of local acts and a whole bunch of acts that I didn't mention. So yeah, Distort Fest Volume 9, the final one, September 5th to September 9th. It'll be a good one. And yeah, it's about time for me to get out of here. Going to leave you with one more. I got this one in my mailbox last week. And yeah, so cool in this digital age we're living in to receive an actual physical copy of a release, which is what I got. This is the latest from the Restarts. It's called A Sickness in Mind, and it's out on No Label Records. And we're going to hear a track called Bully Side. So, stay tuned for Power Chord up next. This is the latest from the Restarts. Check out Generation Annihilation online, www.generationannihilation.com. And you can like us on Facebook as well. And stay tuned for Power Chord up next. This is the Restarts, A Sickness in Mind with a track called Bully Side. As I said, here we go.
This is Care for the Restarts. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
A lot of the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Hello and welcome to Power Chord. I'm your host, Metal Ron, and, I haven't been here for a while, but actually we thought we were going to be preempted today, so pretty cool. Got some new tunes for you to enjoy the nice weather out there. The best thing that I got that I've been very excited about for the longest time, and now... Finally have it, and it was definitely worth the wait, and that's the brand new Trouble album called The Distortion Field, and first with new vocalist Kyle Thomas, who more than makes up for the fact that original vocalist Eric is not there. Eric, of course, is definitely missed. He's got tired of the touring part of it, so... Kyle has stepped in. He did do some shows with Trouble when Eric had left, I think, in, I can't remember, 2004, something like that, and did a few shows, and he really went over really well. So after they got through the whole Corey debacle, as I call it, they kind of smartened up and got a real vocalist, and Kyle is...
What was wrong with the vocalist?
He just was wrong for the band. It was the singer for Warrior Soul, and he just didn't have the right kind of voice, and he was cracking.
Kind of like when Maiden got a different singer in the 90s?
Yeah, Blaze didn't exactly go over it well either, so... Oh, well, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Anyway, got lots of... new material for you today. I'm just getting over the amazing show that Rush put on yesterday. They always put on a killer show. And their humor is just unsurpassed. I still swear that they should do some kind of a mini movie. They're just so good at their, I don't know, improv and whatever. It's great stuff. Anyway, we might as well get on here. This is the brand new Trouble album. It's called Distortion Field, like I said. It's been doing extremely well everywhere, which I'm very happy about. There hasn't been very much negativity at all about Kyle being in there. More positive, if anything else. So anyway, this is a new song. This is called Sucker, brand new Trouble on Power Chord. And I'm Metal Ron, and away we go.